Manager's Log, Tuesday, May the 19th, 2020. Well, an update here. We made a few changes in our scheduling, or how we put in segments and using technology and allowing us to, or the programs to advance segments. You know, a little complication, probably more than you need to know, but behind the controls here, you get in the habit of doing one thing. So a couple of times this week already, I've been advancing a segment and ending a program like 7 minutes too early. Oh my goodness, I skipped something. So that's what happens here. Once you identify the problem and you understand it, you can correct it. So on with more corrections. So we're looking at advancements and how we can use additional funding. In the discussion we had with the town hall meeting, that was the story in the Two Rivers Tribune. Several departments have been applying for federal funding, care programs type of allocations. And the radio station and all radio stations that belong to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that receive community service grants is one of our, the major grant that we do get, we're eligible for every year, and we have to make sure that we maintain our operations in a way that CPB says, okay, you did that, check, and here's your money. Well, okay, they gave us, federal government gave the Corporation for Public Broadcasting a sizable amount of money, and they decided to distribute it equally among all of their community service grant recipients. So everybody got at least $75,000. And then those stations, such as rural stations and minority-owned stations, which we qualify for both, got a bonus. So we have $112,000. So what can we do with that? So we had to add that into our annual budget. So that is already outlined. Now we just need to submit that separately and get that approved by the Tribal Council, and then we can move forward and using those funds. Instead of waiting for the next fiscal year, we can start using some of it right now. We can start using it sooner than next fiscal year. But it has no deadline. There is no time limit. We can hold some in reserve and use it for specific purposes, which we have outlined in our budget. So that is in the making. We'll have to step forward and get that organized. And we're looking at reaching out a little bit more into the community, and to do that, we need some more assistance from community members. So we'll identify some people that we think could help us and partner with us to advance a unified adjustment. And since we're experiencing this COVID-19 and we're thinking that, well, the new normal, what is the new normal going to look like, and how can we make adjustments now that will be improvements later? So that's what we're working on right now. Bring you up to date, and we'll keep on making those technological adjustments and get used to those processes as well. So thanks for listening. Thanks for using KIDE. Stay well.